Mini episode 1675 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1675 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of Fargo Season 2 on Hulu. Here's our top 5 notes of interest about this incredible limited series. Number 5. Set in March 1979, this edition of the Fargo Anthology features young married couple Ed and Peggy Blomquist, who attempt to cover up a hit and run, but then find themselves thrust squarely into the middle of a brewing gang war between the old-school Fargo mob and the ruthlessly modern Kansas City mob encroaching northward, with the hit-and-run victim himself tied to several violent crimes committed just prior to getting run over. Straight-laced Minnesota State Trooper Lou Solverson and his venerable father-in-law, Rock County Sheriff Hank Larson, work to piece together the various threads into a coherent theory of the case. Members of two crime families, a brutal North American enforcer hired by the Fargo clan, a colorful local lawyer, a manipulative New Age salon owner, Lou's smart but tragically ill wife, an ornery judge, and a rebellious and double-dealing young party girl flesh out an unbelievable collection of personalities. Number 4. Lou Solverson provides the connective tissue to Season 1 as a much younger version of himself, as does his young daughter Molly, the Season 1 protagonist for the story set in 2006. Of course, Fargo does provide at least one commonality between the seasons with the separate stories. Number 3. Predictably, the Sioux City Massacre referenced by Lou in Season 1 unfolds here with breathtaking anticipation in the episodes leading up to it, an execution of the actual scene that lives up to expectations and throws in a few big twists and turns. It's one of the most action-packed scenes that you'll find anywhere, with a pounding score, consequential character decisions, and some key deceptions that are likely to upend your expectations. Number 2. The cast matches the peerless writing with the likes of Gene Smart, Kristen Milioti, Jeffrey Donovan, Jesse Plemons, Kirsten Dunst, Ted Danson, Patrick Wilson, Brad Garrett, Bokeem Woodbine, Nick Offerman, Adam Arkin, Terry Kinney, Ann Cusack, Kieran Culkin, and Bruce Campbell, bringing this amazing period piece to life. The fashions and decor really make you believe that you dropped into a frigid upper Midwest winter from decades ago. Number 1. Fargo Season 2 is a state-of-the-art limited series that builds upon and surpasses the significant accomplishments of Season 1. The show is heavy on 70s references, painting a picture of small towns in rural America struggling to deal with a loss of innocence post-Vietnam and Watergate that is personified in the violence that continually visits the landscape. New Age and UFO references play into the characters being knocked off balance and struggling to find new answers to issues plaguing society. These subtexts add to the tremendous storytelling and are part of a formula that yielded possibly the greatest anthology of all time. This show truly has it all. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.